It's time for Baffled by the Bunch. Today, the Smile Drive Bunch is going to try and baffle Nasima Parker. Hi, Nasima, how are you?
Hi, I'm nervous, but I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm good. I don't think you can be any more nervous than the three of us, especially the way Eugene and Maurice trip over their own tongues. Now, Nasima, we know that the festive season is upon us, and the unofficial queen of Christmas is Mariah Carey. We all know and love Mariah. She's won five Grammy Awards, as well as a Razzie Award for Glitter. Did you ever watch Glitter, Nasima?
No.
Don't bother. Now, there is something that Mariah was involved in that very few people know. She had a side project that she was unsuccessfully dabbling with. And we're going to tell you what side project she was involved with in the 90s. So it's okay. Either A, law, B, a rock group, or C, starting a school. Now, Mariah was unsuccessful with whichever one of these it was, but only one of them is a true attempt. And Maurice, what do you think Mariah tried to start?
Law.
Yeah. She wasn't a qualified lawyer or anything like that. She was a paralegal, did some studies on the side on the advice of her dad. And the idea behind this was basically to make sure that whenever she signs contracts with the record labels and record companies, she knows exactly what she gets herself into. You can see why she's so successful.
But she was unsuccessful at doing law.
Well, she didn't continue doing it as she only does it for herself. That's what I'm trying to say.
I see. Her
legal knowledge is for herself and she doesn't expend it to other people.
Nasima, how are you feeling about the law?
Well, I did law and I know you should never represent yourself. So I'm thinking no, that's not
okay,
the truth
okay.
so far.
Okay. Silence from the council. Maurice, do not raise your hand. You've had your turn. Overruled. All right. So it wasn't as litigious as law, Nasima. Actually, Mariah tried to start a rock group. Now, in her memoir, she actually revealed she secretly recorded and produced an album with Clarissa Dane, and she changed her name. She called herself Chick. The album was recorded at the time Mariah was doing Daydream, but the album was a bust, so her rock career never took off.
It's a good thing she does Christmas music more than rock, seriously.
She could have been rocking around the Christmas tree. Okay?
I doubt that very much.
Nasima, does rock and Mariah go together for you?
You're doing a good job baffling me, can I say that?
Wow.
All right. Well, before you make your decision, let's hear from Eugene.
Nasima, here's one thing that do go together, starting a school and Mariah Carey in the same sentence. Now, much like Oprah, and even before Oprah started her whole prestigious school for young girls, Mariah tried that, and this was aimed at every girl that is talented. Not only would they be taught your regular curriculum, but also focus on their talents and excel at that.
Nasima, how are you feeling about the school?
I'm not sure. It sounds so much easier when you're listening on the radio.
Oh dear. Well,
it always is easier when you're listening. That's true.
Of course, two of us are telling you a lie and one of us is telling you the truth. So Mariah Carey tried either to do law, to start a rock group, or to start a school. Which one do you think it is?
I think she tried the rock group.
You think she tried the rock group? What makes you lean to rock group?
I think if it was the school, then we should have probably heard more about it. Maybe I just haven't heard about it and it is out there. The lawyer thing now is starting to also sound true because she would need that help if she's going through the contracts. But, it all sounds relatively true. I will go with the rock group.
So how often have you heard of this rock group then if you're going with it?
Well, the whole thing is this side venture that Mariah tried was unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have heard of the school, the rock group, or the law. But it is one that she tried to start. And were you, in fact, baffled by the bunch? Well, Nasima, it seems like your law degree has come in a little bit useful. Because you could spot the truth. I was not lying. You were not baffled by the bunch.
What?
Just through your powers of deduction and rationalization, you have spotted the truth. And we haven't ever heard about this rock group because Sony tried to squash it because they didn't want to damage Mariah's pop persona. You can't even get it on any streaming platforms. So Mariah is a failed rock star. But a very successful queen of Christmas. Well, Nasima, congratulations. You've applied logic and deductive reasoning, and you were not baffled by the bunch.
If you don't know, now you know.